What is this called? We would name it if we had the gall. What is this called? If you name it, you'd be a doll.
Check. You're not going to say check this
check
time.
Check again,
babe. I'm going to put it in every episode.
It's such a terrible joke. I don't even know why we do
it's
it.
It's not really a joke. It's just to make it sound like we really...
Like
we're doing
really
it live.
Were, like we didn't actually just test it out earlier.
Like I don't spend hours editing out everything that I don't want inside this podcast. Welcome, everybody, to episode 4.
Episode 4. We're here.
The penultimate episode.
The penultimate episode.
I don't know why.
Of what is this called?
What is this in fact called? The podcast where we make up podcast ideas if you haven't gotten that yet.
This is Chad.
My name is Chad.
Oh, you're supposed to introduce
this
me.
This is Wyatt.
There we go.
This is Kenneth Wyatt. You always say Kenneth Wyatt.
I do?
I don't know.
I do. I'm Kenneth Wyatt over here.
Maybe we can talk about first episode. What the fuck is your name?
What is your name?
I should have asked earlier, but I lost track of time and things kind of proceeded after that. I don't really know where my life is.
What is your name? Well, my name is Kenneth Wyatt.
Those is your first
name. First name, and then my middle name.
Okay, you don't have to give away your last name.
I'm not going to.
I know everyone's gonna look you up on Facebook and be disappointed anyway.
That's okay. I just go by Wyatt, yeah.
Does anybody call you Kenneth?
A lot of people do call me. Like, older people call me Kenneth, and people who don't know me that well call me Kenneth.
So you can immediately weed them out
and
they call you Kenneth.
Yeah, well, it got to the point where it was just confusing, so I was like, just started going by both, so then you could just choose, then it wasn't, you know, thing, you know what I mean?
I think I like Wyatt better. I think I just know less. I don't know any other Wyatts. I know some Kenneths, you know?
Kenneth Rockwell.
Okay, I know one. Is he on Facebook? I don't know.
Kenneth's too beautiful for Facebook. You would just like immediately know that his soul was better than yours through Facebook. Like
his soul is better.
Yeah.
Than
you
not question
even just the physical beauty, which certainly is there as well.
Why do we exist? Not because we're as good as Kenneth Rockwell. That's for sure. First idea. Who wants to go first? I don't remember who went first last time.
Viewers, who went first last time?
You can't. This isn't live. There's no live chat. Actually, before we started this episode, I was like, what if we got like people to call in? I was like, how are they going to call in?
No one would
They would have to know when this episode is going.
They'd have to call our actual numbers.
They'd have to call our cell phones. They wouldn't know what we're talking about because they can't hear
no
us
one's
until...
No called me since like 94.
How old were you then?
Pretty old. Oh,
giving away your birthday.
Pretty old.
I feel like I'm constantly just trying to get your personal information out.
So I can build a portfolio about me and then rob me.
Yeah. Episode 13. Let me tell you everything about the guy that you're going to
steal.
Why
it's social security number.
.com. You go first.
Okay. My first idea. It's called subreddit.
Subreddit.
Why?
Subreddit. Why?
Subreddit
is a place in town where all the kids go. Subreddit is going to be at the start of cast. Like dogs, cats, give them blah 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 and laps. Subreddit's good with your friends, they don't mind, it can be all caps. Get around here with me, subreddit's the place to be. Slap my face and suck my toes, the internet is flipping free.
Subreddit Why.
It's not a subreddit about the band Why.
It's not a subreddit about the band Why.
It's more like subreddit.
A subreddit why? And then why question mark.
Like why are there subreddits?
Why does Reddit exist? It is such an intense website and it is... I feel like we're all just like developing really terrible taboos that we're just like feeding into each other from like going to all these subreddits. Just like things that didn't exist before... like Reddit. Did I come too close to you on
that
one?
You banged on the table. Episode 1. I don't know. I like the subreddit Bears Doing Human Things.
Is there a subreddit Bears Doing Human Things?
There's a subreddit for everything.
That's the thing, is that there's too many subreddits and you can go find anything you want and it just seems
unsafe. But is that a bad thing? Unsafe? Are you talking about kitty porn?
I don't know. I mean, there's probably... That's not what I'm talking about.
Is there
a kitty
porn?
Unsafe in terms of, like, we're just gonna develop tons of, like, desires for things that can't be satiated unless we continue to go to that subreddit. Yeah. Because that subreddit exists to give us the desire to view that subreddit. And Reddit is just a weird place, and that's why I wanted to talk
about
it.
I wanted to start by saying I don't get on Reddit a lot. I just
I'm not a Reddit person.
But it's something I've wanted to jump in. Like, I've recently jumped into Twitter. I joined Tinder about 1 hour ago.
Really? How's that going?
It's actually been pretty good. We're gonna get to that.
Yeah?
Awesome. But I joined Tinder and I immediately realized, like, I knew when I saw someone else use Tinder that, like, why I would like it and not like it, and I was exactly right. I like it because it's hilarious to see the things that people post, the pictures, the interests.
I feel like everyone is on it, ironically.
Yeah, and that's the bad part. Andrew and I actually talked about it on That Money Money about how, like, people joining dating sites, like,
non-seriously?
Yeah, basically just to be there. Just to be like, hey, look, or just, like, for fun. Which is, I guess, what I'm doing. I wouldn't mind meeting
most
someone.
Most of the girls have, like, their blurb is, I'm also on Tinder, by the way. You can find me if you swipe enough.
Kenneth Wyatt. Keep swiping, guys.
Keep swiping.
Now y'all keep swiping, you hear?
But most of the girls have, like, a little blurb that's, like, I'm just on here for fun. You know what I mean? And, like, they just, like, don't want to admit that they're, like, seriously on Tinder to actually meet a person.
Fun is looked down
upon
on Tinder.
Because, like, that's, like, scary. You know what I mean? Like, actually, like, using this thing correctly is scary. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just weird for people, even in the modern age, to be like, this is a picture that someone posted, and now I'm going to meet that person and devote time in my life to that.
Yeah, but that's the way it's happening now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy you got me
honest, not everyone.
I have a lot of theories about Tinder. And that the way that we communicate nowadays is completely changed, you know, so where before, if you were, like, in the grocery store and there was a girl and she, like, reached for this yogurt and you were like, oh, I like that yogurt too, that's my favorite brand, like, have you tried the vanilla kind? Like, years ago, she would be like, she'd respond to you, you know, she'd like, oh, no, I didn't, you know, it might be a little awkward, but, like, she'd at least talk to you because you're in a communal space talking. But now that communal space that we used to go to talk to people has really moved onto the internet. And now if you approach that girl in the grocery store and you say, oh, that's a nice yogurt, she might look at you and be like, whatever, creep, you know, because she assumes that you just have some sort of agenda when really you're just trying to make conversation, you know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with, like, really anything. You're just commenting on the fact that you like this yogurt as well. But, like, you'll get this, like, weird look and, like, some eyes and then, like, she'll slowly turn her buggy away and, like, walk the opposite direction. You know what I mean? Because now we don't communicate in person as much, especially with strangers.
Yeah, definitely.
Because now everyone is doing sort of their own thing and is talking to their own friends while they're, you know, you're texting your friends while you're shopping. You know, you're listening to your own specific podcast. Your environment has become so much more what you want it to specifically be. And when someone intrudes upon that while you're trying to do something, it's like, it's not the time or place anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now the time and the place is either at a bar or online. You know what I mean? Like, if you try to do anything else in another way, most people aren't responsive to it, you know? I notice I do it sometimes too, you know? Like,
I'm a bit more guarded in public. More often as time goes on, I've been more guarded in public, even though I completely, like, don't care if someone approaches
me
either.
Yeah, but I notice, like, if an old, like, it's usually older people too, because they're the ones who are used to talking to people in public. You know, like, they'll make some comment like, "Oh man, I really like your boots" or something, and I'll like immediately, like, tighten up.
Yeah, it's almost surprising.
Yeah, I'm
like someone's talking,
like,
to me.
Why are you talking to me? You know, like I get, like, surprised.
I guess I did kind of think, like, people have so much they could be doing, like, with all the resources available on the internet, like, all the things you can do. They don't need to just have, like, random weird covers. It's almost like boredom was the best reason to just talk to somebody random that you see on the street. I wish I was more bored.
Well, it's a combination of those two things, is that we're filling that time that we used to just spend in our heads by, like, consuming different media. And then also the way that we communicate is completely changing. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't talk to people anymore as much. You know, like, there's just a lot less
I don't know. I mean, we're talking right now.
Well, yeah.
On the internet.
Ooh, I guess I'm mainly talking about communication with the, you know, romantically, and
I'd say I think about that subject a lot. I think we both do, but it's hard to pinpoint, like, the things that we're, quote, doing wrong and right, because, you know, people are always gonna be like, oh, I was born, like, 40 years too late, you know,
easy to look at the world that way.
Easy to see the good and bad, straightforward, and things that have happened a long time ago, the way you, like, can only know when an era truly starts and ends if it's already happened. Like, you can't truly see the beauty and the terribleness of the common era until it's kind of, like, that's kind of, like, over almost. And so it's, like, it becomes this, like, this exaggerated version of what it was. Like, the 70s was just, like, disco and, like, coke and stuff, and, like, that's just what it is now. And so, like, I don't know, I think people give, this is just my opinion, but I think people give whatever era they're in at any given point a little bit more shit than it really needs to be given. Like, I think things are, I'm fine is what I'm saying, I'm fine.
Totally, no, I mean, it's not like anything's, like, terrible, but I just think that the way that we communicate is changing. You know
how would
I mean?
How would you want people to communicate differently?
Oh, I don't necessarily have an issue with it. You know, like,
sounded like you had an issue with
it. No, it's just changing, and we need to be, like, aware of it. You know what I mean? Like, it, and you can't not communicate with people, you know, strangers. I'm really just talking about strangers. When I say communicate with. Like, you can't not communicate with strangers in public and then, like, not take them seriously in the online sphere, which I think is going to become way more gigantic in the years to come.
I don't know.
Which is kind of a scary thought.
I guess the whole, like, using the internet as a way of communicating with just random strangers and people around you is all right. I mean, I guess it'll probably like pigeonhole you a little bit more because you'll only communicate with certain people if they're on the same websites or into the same things or have similar friends or something.
Yeah.
But I think there's just something so...
That's another aspect. That, what you just described, is like another example of how like our individual lives are becoming so much more personalized to what we want that we can now just communicate with people who are only into the things that we're also into. You know what I mean? And we can just consume. There's so much stuff out there that we can only, you know, if you're just into snowboarding, you can literally only talk to and only exist inside of a world that is snowboarding.
You know in a mean? World like, filled with snowboarding. Do you go down the hill or do you swipe left?
This podcast is called Only Snowboarding.
Only Snowboarding. What is everything that you know about snowboarding?
Gosh, not a lot. I know it's like skateboarding without wheels.
We're done. That was episode one. We already talked about skateboarding in episode one at this very table.
Yeah.
I would like to mention that this episode is sponsored.
Oh, we should have done that. This episode
by
is actually
Highland Coffees.
Sponsored by Highland Coffees, the finest coffee and tea in the Northgate area. Come see us
of
today.
Baton Rouge.
The Northgate area of Baton Rouge.
What city do you
live
in?
We're still open.
Call us in and tell us what city you're listening
to. Jill
in.
Works here.
Our maybe beautiful producer assistant food lady.
I haven't seen her in a little while. I'm just going to go ahead and assume. Still beautiful.
Still beautiful. And that's why no strangers want to talk to you.
You're so beautiful with that yogurt.
That's another thing I want to talk about.
Well, let's stay on Tinder because I got some more things to say about Tinder.
Well, this is along the same vein. This is getting into, again, a lot of like very complex territory, but like complimenting someone.
Complimented someone. How do you do? It's a great day to
talk
Dude,
about
it's
this
so
last
hard
time.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like you can't even try to compliment a girl without just coming off as a creep. You have to go at it in such a delicate way that I feel like it's almost too difficult.
And in that, I feel like this can only come off as like us making us look kind of silly. Like, oh,
you
I want to compliment
me.
You so bad, but you'll never accept me. It's one of those stupid things where like, oh, I get friend zoned so often. It's like, fuck off. You know, we do something else. And part of the whole like having to talk to like being I guess not afraid to talk to strangers, but it being more of a taboo to talk to strangers, the amount you have to think about something before you say it makes it not like kind of the natural like animal like.
Yeah, well, you know why we think about things more when we have to try to say them now? It's because we don't talk as much anymore, so we're losing that skill, you know, that sort of just like genuine conversational skill that we used to have. Because now, and I do it myself all the time. I like about to send a text and I write it out and then I'm like, wait. And then I reread like an 8-word text 100 times to get the words exactly the way I want them to be perfectly, so that like if you like no matter what interpretation you have of this, like all the implications of each word is gonna work perfectly. Like I'm like a fucking writing like a very specific poem.
And it almost
kind of
makes sense because that person can read it as many times as they
want.
Totally,
that's the problem. And that's the other problem on the opposite end is that this person can read this text and interpret it in so many different ways, you know. Obviously, if you're just texting about dumb stuff, but if you're like trying to send a serious text, which I'm sure we've all like been having a text fight
with a girl. What kind of serious texts you've been sending lately, Wyatt?
I mean, I don't know. It happens.
Tell me a little about that.
I mean, we don't need to talk about that.
How many heart emojis are you using? how many smiley faces
emojis
with brackets?
I still don't have it. But you know what I mean. Like it's just, and so that is weakening our ability to just like.
Yeah, I like that. I like how
genuinely conversate with people.
Yeah, I like how you're talking about how like the fact that you have quote unquote like less tries to talk to people. Like you might only talk to like one stranger a week, you know?
Yeah, real seriously, maybe.
So you got to like make it count, and that puts like another layer of pressure. And you feel so confident because like, oh, when I'm on the internet, I can just like message people.
Yeah,
I can put my interest. I can put up an article or something.
Yeah,
and people will like maybe listen to me. And part of the internet that makes you seem maybe make you feel cooler is that first of all you can put up whatever you want as yourself, quote unquote. And
which is a huge problem that I would love to get into, by the way, and that's one of the big reasons that I am staunchly against social media is the thing you just named. I mean, I'm just not really into it, dude. It's just like you can just be whoever you want to be, not who you really are, and it's whatever. It's We need to keep talking about the communication. That's a different podcast.
No, this is all communication. We're getting like really deep into some like communication issues.
Yeah, I like communication. Communication's really important to me. I think that's one of the things that I work at really hard.
Yeah, we've touched on communication a lot in the past couple episodes, kind of off and on, mostly in depth. But like, yeah, just like identity as a whole thing. But I think this probably goes back to my stupid like worldview I was talking about last episode. But like, I almost kind of like it that people can just kind of do whatever they want and just like make a profile.
You mean on the internet?
Yeah. I like the fact that people can almost, like, lie a little bit, and then, like, you figuring out how much they're lying, and then you're lying, and then you're all just
sort of, like, actual real scraping and clawing to find out who this person really is.
And almost, like, it's, like, a weird, like, it exaggerates so far one way into being fake that it, like, comes back to being, like, just, like, a regular person who's just lying face-to-face, you know?
Yeah.
It, like, does this crazy, like, if you go too far down one hole, you're just gonna end up coming out another hole. If you dig down in Louisiana, you're gonna end up in China, right?
I think if you look at a globe, that's exactly what happened.
What?
But yeah, and it's just
so you don't like social media in general?
I'm not particularly into it. I like it in terms of seeing what my friends are up to, and I feel like I miss out because I don't, you know, I miss out on certain things.
I think missing out is a big part of the internet.
And I feel like I might be in like maybe a slightly lower social standing with all of my friends just because I'm not like involved in the social media with them. And it's not because I don't care about them or like them or think what they're doing is super awesome and cool. It's just that it's hard for me to just get super behind it all the time.
Is it because of that like the idea that people are kind of just like putting what they want?
Yeah, you get to be the most idealized version of yourself, and it just seems disingenuous to me. At least that's the way Facebook seemed when I was on Facebook. I think Instagram is a little different just in terms of the way that you consume it as opposed to Facebook.
It's a more specialized application.
It is, and I think Instagram's more enjoyable because it's more visual.
Are you on Instagram?
I'm not, okay. No. But still, you still get to do that in Instagram, you know? You still get to... I guess the key is to really only be friends with people that you actually care about, as opposed to, like, having, like, 700 friends.
I think most people usually friend someone after they meet them, huh? I don't friend people that I don't know, usually.
I feel like most people don't. I feel like most people have, like, thousands of Instagram friends that, like, you can't know. Then you're just scrolling through crazy Instagram pictures, like, feeling weird. Yeah, you know,
I already don't care about a lot of the people that I already know, so I don't need to be caring about people I don't know yet, or not caring about I don't know yet. But I think, like I was saying, I think part of the reason I like the social media is that people create these like weird personalities inside the allowance of that social media of like, this is what you could do on Instagram.
So you like
this is what you could do on Twitter.
You like what you have
create what you want. Yeah.
In the construct of that particular medium.
It's
so
almost
like,
it's
creating yourself through this Zynga.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that I like the idea of seeing how somebody comes through in something like that. It's almost like someone reading a story they wrote. It's like you get these weird glimpses into who they actually are, even if it's just like fucking made up stuff, you know?
Yeah, I guess if you take everything with like a giant grain of salt, you know what I mean? Like, and you just
Which
really,
I do.
You just, yeah, it seems like you do. Like, I mean, the healthy skepticism is really good. Like, so you just take that social media and just try to understand it. Fucking Tinder, dude.
Yeah, man.
So I have had over like 70 matches on Tinder.
Okay.
I've been on for like maybe a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I haven't spent time with one of these girls. And to me, that it's just.
And then you turn off all your social media.
Oh gosh. Like maybe that's why I'm so mad about it. I don't think so. Because to me, it's very simple. It's like we're both agreeing that this is like an imperfect way to meet people.
Yeah.
Totally. Like it's not like. You're not going to learn much, and in a lot of respects, it's a shallow way. Totally.
Yeah.
But I do this thing where, like, before I swipe no, because if you just, you're getting into it, so you haven't really, like, gone through the gauntlet, but if you just sit there for, like, an hour, and you just are just going no so hard, it kind of, like, eats at you just a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've started
totally.
To do this thing where, I mentally make myself, like, choose one thing I like about the person before I swipe no.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, I always, because to me, it can get kind of negative if you're just
it
like.
It gets very negative.
If you're just
going
no, like as fast as you can, and it can kind of like, it wears at you just a little bit.
It does.
And so I was like, just make sure that I pick like a very specific thing about this girl that like, while I don't want to say yes to her, I do like this one thing. Like, that's a really cute necklace, or like, she has pretty eyes, or like, whatever. Just so. Maybe that's just like a self gratifying thing that I do.
And
but
also, that's.
It's like slightly positive to add to the situation.
But it's still pretty weird when you think about it. Like, you're like,
maybe a little
these
bit.
These are just
yeah.
random pictures of people that you're saying. The whole idea.
Totally.
Of Tinder in general is just a crazy idea in general. Like, if someone told me that idea like 10 years ago, I'd be like, what? Like,
yeah.
what? People, what?
To me, it's like we're both agreeing that this is what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
to me, it's not just like a, oh, we swiped, yeah, like, we're gonna fuck. You know what I mean? To me, it's like you meet the person, you would hang out with for 20, 30 minutes, something very casual, not a real date, because you can't really go on a real date. It's not, you can't commit to like 6 hours with this person. You know, like you can't go to a yeah. dinner and a movie. Like that's too much. You know what I mean? For this very casual app. You meet for 20, 30 minutes. If you like each other, then you just get to hang out again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't, then you don't hang out. But for some reason, and this is my theory, is that girls, with my experience, you know, is that they don't want to actually meet up. They just want to see who likes them. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
they're not using it to actually meet people.
But I'm sure guys do the same thing. But
you're
there's
right.
like, I think.
But that's
like,
sorry, that's not the way I'm using it. So which is
yeah.
why, like, I have this sort of like, there's this giant schism between the way I'm using it and the way I think most people are using it, which is just to be like, oh, that person liked me, this person liked me, that person liked me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's hard to, but yeah, you can't really tell somebody how to, like, it's, this goes back to the same thing, but like, you can't tell somebody how to use an application. Like,
totally. No, that's
how
another,
does,
that's
how does any
point.
Given, how does any given person, like, use Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, you can use whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess it's totally up to your interpretation.
You can, like, look at news, or you can look at comedians.
That's a good point.
Or,
I never really, yeah, I mean, I guess I just obviously thought that the way
just,
I used it was the right way.
I guess it's just when two people that are trying to communicate don't line up in the way that they're using an app. As something, it
yeah,
starts to
I mean,
it starts to cause, like, not pain, but, like, you start to feel like, why
is
this happening,
if,
you know?
If we liked each other, like, obviously there's not something, but, like, it's whatever. Like, and then if I send you a message, which I will say that I've never had a girl message me first, which I thought we were fucking progressive nowadays. Like, come on, send a dude a message. Like, it's cool. Like, we can do it. Like, we live in this society nowadays. Go ahead and send a message. Like, you got the confidence, I'm sure.
Why don't you send it? Why?
I do. That's
okay.
what I'm saying, is that I always am the initiator.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've initiated and then just, like, never gotten a response, ever. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all or anything, but it's just, like, why are you using it? You know what I mean? Like, what are you getting out of this? Like, clearly, the only thing that
you
wanted...
Have you ever asked somebody? Like, why are you using this, why are you using this application?
No.
Maybe that should be your pickup line. Hey, why are you here? Why do we exist?
Because that, to me, proves that they're just using it to see if this person liked them.
Okay.
Like, oh, that guy liked
so
me.
Maybe
oh,
just, so maybe no
this
one,
person liked
maybe
me.
No one that's actually interested in dating each other is actually on Tinder.
I think so.
Maybe
I think that's the case. I think, yeah.
Does Tinder say this is the place to come meet people and date? Do they say that out loud? Or not out loud?
I'm sure there's... We read their fucking mission statement.
Should I read the Tinder mission statement? But yeah, that's just so complicated. Like, God, just like... That gets into a whole nother realm of, like, dating in general and how it's, like, so complex. And there's this all this, like, different ideas of, like... Like, you're talking about, like, progressiveness and, like, people want to respect each other. But then there's people who don't give a shit about respecting each other. And then there's people who want to date. There's people who want to just, like, have relationships. There's so many people that are in so many different stages of their life. It's just so much to think about. And it just makes everyone frustrated because we're all just, like, people
just
trying to just, like, have
someone.
Relationships.
We're all just scared
yeah.
as fuck of
there's
being
people who
alone.
Don't want to ever be with anyone. There's people who always want to be with someone. And there's people who are constantly switching sides. And so there's just no way that everyone's going to be... There's no way that any one person can't be frustrated. There were so many negatives in that sentence. There's no way. Everyone is frustrated
everyone
at some point.
Everyone is frustrated.
When it comes to being... in relationships.
When it comes to me and
whatever that means. I would like to point out to the listeners that we're using the exact pencils that we said we loved, which is mechanical pencil and regular pencil.
That's,
Pens versus pencils, solved.
Not really solved. More like, we had a debate about it.
Wow. So, next topic? Shit. I mean, that was good, but
we went down the fucking rabbit hole. Should we go back to subreddit why?
I guess that is what we were talking about, huh? I don't know enough about Reddit to really get into it, but I would say
me neither.
That
I just
I'm
feel
a,
like every time I hear a story where someone says, hey, I saw this on Reddit, I'm always like, here it fucking comes. Here we
can you give an example?
Go. Like, let's get into it. I can't.
You don't have to name names.
I won't name names. But I just know that it's always a weird story. It's never like, it's
yeah.
never not a weird story. But I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Again, I feel like I don't mind if something's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Depending on how weird it is.
I feel like even, like, you're telling me things that are like, you don't particularly care for this stuff or you don't like this stuff, but you sound like you're pretty into it at the same time.
I mean, maybe.
Like, there's all these problems.
What's your favorite subreddit? Besides bears doing humans things.
I don't get on Reddit enough to really...
You don't?
Yeah.
Why don't you just name anything and it'll probably be a subreddit?
Pizza and porcupines.
Pizza and porcupines. I bet you that's a subreddit.
Getting on the internet.
Mine's probably Gone Wild.
What?
Yep.
You're what?
My favorite subreddit.
It's called Gone Wild? Is that related to Girls Gone Wild?
It is related to Girls Gone Wild.
Thank you, Wyatt! I would like to point out that my third idea on my list is porn. Make a time starship flying through the sky.
You want to get into porn?
I guess so. I feel like that's pretty dangerous territory.
Totally. It is dangerous territory.
But fuck it. Let's go for it. I'll just do it. What do you think of porn, Wyatt?
What do I think of porn? You'll do it. You'll ask me a question about what
that's
I think about porn.
That's what I do every time.
What do I think about porn? I think it can be positive, but I think it can
By the way, this is sponsored by Highland Coffees.
Sponsored by Highland Coffees. Brought to you by Clark Cadsow in the Northgate area. So, porn. Let's talk about it. I really love barista porn.
We got Wyatt porn in the morning. Barista porn? What?
No, I was kidding about that.
Okay. I feel like that's a hard thing to talk about, you know?
It is a little bit. I think it's still taboo, which is weird because it's like one of the things that we all consume a lot of. Like,
in theory.
Yeah. I mean, I think anyone who says that they don't watch porn is just straight up fucking lying to you. Like, I think most people now are consuming porn, and porn is becoming gigantic, you know, even though it's like somehow free and completely underground and not really talked about a lot. I think it can be, I mean, I don't want to say positive, but it's not, I mean, it's only negative if you consume it too much. I think porn addiction is a very real thing, and I think that consuming too much porn can give you completely false expectations of life and sex and relationships in general that can not fuck you up but can just make it difficult
mess with
to
your
do
mind
so. Yeah, yes, totally.
I mean, I think that relates back to like our subreddit talk and our Facebook talk and all that. It's like these things are great because you can like find a niche and you can like find people that you like and do what you want, but there's always gonna be people that can take it too far, you know? That's
yeah,
anything that's, you could just go too far down like the hole of porn or Reddit and you'll just get stuck.
Porn can really be more than just like what we're kind of talking about, which is like just hardcore porn, you know? Like porn can really be like anything you want it to be, like
us looking into each other's eyes right now.
Totally. That could be porn. That could be like it can be kind of like, if it turns you on, like it could be porn, you know what I mean? Like we always define it as just like hardcore shit, but like pornography can really be like a bunch of different things.
I would just like to tell you that the definition of pornography, the explicit depiction of sexual subject matter, a display of material of an erotic nature.
Dude, there's displays of material of an erotic nature literally every fucking where, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. Like, it doesn't make sense. Sometimes I'm just like, are you serious, magazine cover? Like, this is like a woman's health magazine, and you know, and it's like so erotic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's designed to be that way.
Every women's health magazine I've ever bought was.
Dude, every time every subscription I get it's just weird. It's just.
I'd like to note that every opinion you've given so far makes you sound like a really old person right now. Just
yeah,
like you're like, I hate this damn Facebook. No one's talking to each other. We got damn subreddits telling us about porcupines and pizza. And people, everybody's just looking at the damn porn.
I don't think it's the bad. I mean, I
like that. You got the opinions.
Yeah.
What were you
saying? Probably one of the only people who, like, actively talk about porn.
We're talking about it. I brought it up.
No, I feel like a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, porn can really be anything you want it to be. Like, I get aroused all the time by just, like, magazine covers. Like, and that's, like, porn to me. You know what I mean? And I'll look at it as though it is porn, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
is that a good thing that you're always aroused, though?
Is it a good thing that I'm always aroused? No, but I think it's more a function of the fact that, like, we live in an over-sexualized culture. You're disagreeing with me. I can see in the smile that you're
making.
No, I just
keep picturing you being the old man that's like, damn, commercials used to be about buying apples, not about...
I mean, at least I know, like, that's kind of what's happening here, you know what I mean? Like, just in an everyday life, there's, like, a lot of sex just in our pop culture, in our advertising, and, like, the movie industry is really based on sex. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, if it wasn't based on sex, you wouldn't...
Johnny Depp would be a
exactly.
Thing.
Like, every person wouldn't be, like, super hot. You know what I mean? Like, they would just be normal people who are really good at acting. You know what I mean? But instead, they're hot people who are really good at acting. Music is the same way. Like, when's the last time you saw, like, an ugly musician? Like, it doesn't fucking happen anymore. Like, they're all just
Did
gorgeous
it ever happen,
people.
I guess?
Bob Dylan.
Wow, really singling him out, huh?
That's just the first one that came to mind. But, you know, like,
Yeah.
A lot of our industries are built on sex, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I guess it's just, one of those things that's so, like, visceral and, like, it's just, it's, like, it's so pleasing in general to just see something that's beautiful that you're like, well, if I'm going to listen to somebody, then might as well be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
There's so many people that could be playing music, you might as well just choose the beautiful ones. Which is fucked up, because, like, when you think about it, you're like, why aren't these people, like, why, there's probably people that aren't that good looking that are that can make amazing music.
Totally. But they don't get to be the person, they get to just be behind the scenes making the music, you know what I mean? That's just the reality of the situation.
Stay behind the curtain, Bob Dylan. A lot of these things we're bringing up, and I guess this is for me just most opinions, and we've already talked about how my view on opinions and advice in general is pretty skewed, but...
She has got some pretty fucking skewed views on advice.
Was that a reference to you having skewed views on women?
That's not true, by the way.
On women.
Why it's not an asshole.com. That's not a website. It's like most people will be like, yeah, I would love it if like people that weren't that good looking could like I could just hear their music and stuff. But like the amount of steps it takes for someone's music to get to you, the amount of like people would have to search out music and then they have to collect music and then they have to want to listen to it and then there's like the band name and the music if it's good and then like
I'm confused where you're going with this.
Exactly, I'm confused. There's some, and again, this I've said this already 4 or 5 times in this one episode, but it's so complex that to, quote, fix the thing where musicians have to be beautiful would be so just, like, almost not worth it at this point, you know?
Oh, I mean...
We're so far in the hole.
You know, you're right. I mean, at this point, the machine is going, and it's... Well, and it's gonna be hard to stop.
So why fix anything, you know?
I mean, I'm not trying to fix anything. I guess I'm just... Like, I don't think it necessarily needs fixing. I also enjoy looking at a beautiful woman sing, you know what I mean? Like...
Am I right?
Yeah.
Viewers. I mean, I enjoy some beautiful dudes. Have you seen Cillian Murphy, you know?
Who? Cillian Murphy?
Yeah. Can we settle this, the Cillian Killian thing?
It's definitely Cillian, okay. Right?
I don't know. People have told me that he specifically says it Killian, but I've heard
both.
Oh,
he does?
I've heard both.
Oh, then I'll go to Killian. If he says Killian, then
we'll
it's
let the internet,
Killian.
We'll let subreddit decide. The Killian Murphy.
We're not gonna
the Cillian Murphy subreddit.
He's a very handsome man.
Though. Yeah.
I was actually talking about him the other day, because, like, I have a friend who's, like, watching his new Netflix series, and I was like, he's really hot, huh? And she was like, yeah. Like, he's so unconventionally good-looking, you know what I mean? He's very, like so striking, you almost, like, want to look at him all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's why hot people are celebrities and we're not.
Totally.
Because we're fucking ugly.
Damn,
I'd say we're medium. Actually, when I was making my Tinder profile, I was like, oh, God, I gotta find some hot pictures of myself.
Yeah.
And just that thought made so many, like, different factors come into my mind. I was
and it sucks.
What does a
about
hot
that.
Picture of me look like? Yeah. I don't know. I guess I kind of know what I look like when I look good. I don't know. Maybe.
I recently, like, put a photo of me and because what girls do a lot of time on Tinder is they'll put a photo of like them and like 4 other chicks.
Yeah, definitely. So you have
and
to look for
it. Yeah, you're like, okay, well that's ridiculous. Like sometimes I'm just like no anyway, and then sometimes I'll just say yes, but looking at all 4, you know, shot in the dark.
One of them. And see all these layers that we're talking about how Cillian Murphy is hot and how if there's just any hot person in a group, we'll probably swipe. It's just so natural to like things that are beautiful. That
yeah,
it's hard
we just
to,
like we like
the effort that it takes to specifically not go to things that are beautiful is probably just not worth it for most people, which sucks because there's so many people that don't have that like visceral like niceness to the way they look.
Yeah, but can still be great.
It's
people.
It's such a weird mixture of like intellectualizing a subject and like
that's
the opposite of intellectualizing, instinctually diving into something instead of intellectually thinking about it.
Yeah,
it causes so many different, and that's part of the whole. We keep winding back to the things we've already talked about, but like the internet, there's such a weird mixture of like people wanting to do what just feels right all the time, and then at the same time be able to think for it as long as they want. They can just think about it before they do it, and that puts even more pressure because everything you do, like put up your podcast on the internet, you can think about it and wait and edit it as many times as you want before you put it up. So whatever you put up, people are just assuming it's, like, the best version of what you're doing.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. It never is. And that's why I have to try to convince people. Like, I convince people. Like, people are always like, I don't know if I want to, like, make music or, like, make podcasts. I'm just like, just do it.
Yeah,
no
you really
one cares.
Genuinely just have to go for it. Like, there's part of the creative process is just fucking accepting that it is going to be what it is and, like, throwing it out there. You know what I mean? And you're going to get criticized regardless. I mean, we're not going to get criticized because only 5 people listen to our podcast. But,
we almost had a comment this one time.
Someone, like, was typing the comment in the thing. You saw the little dots on the phone. You're like, and then they're like, no. And they just didn't comment it.
That would have been pretty rough.
It must suck to make, like, movies on a large scale that are difficult to make because they're so large. And then you're just going to get criticized, like, regardless of what you do. Like, it's fucking...
Let's stay pretty underground, huh?
Let's forever stay underground.
I don't think we have to try to do that.
Brought you by Highland Coffee.
Highland Coffee.
You want to go to my second idea?
Yeah, I'd love to.
My second idea is a podcast all about the top 4 newsworthy moments of 2015.
And now, live from our coffee house, the top four newsworthy moments of 2015.
You heard me right.
2015.
So this is day two of 2015.
This is day two of 2015, and I want you to name me the top four newsworthy moments of 2015.
Of the world?
Of the world.
I don't know what's happening in the world right now.
Sorry, so I want your predictions.
Oh, predictions.
What the top four newsworthy moments of 2015
That's
are going
to
be.
That's so impossible to guess.
I know, I want to hear your predictions. You want to think about it a little bit?
Okay, so
does that
four
seem
things-
too difficult? Does that,
fuck it, I'm
it
doing it.
It seems like worth a shot, right?
All right, top four things that are happening in 2015 by okay. Chad Wick.
The top four newsworthy moments of 2015.
Okay.
Predictions
I like to
from Chad. Number four.
Number
go.
Four. I think Ashton Kutcher's going to make a comeback, you know?
You think Ashton Kutcher's going to make a comeback?
Fuck it. It's been a while. He's been down in the dumps.
It's been a while.
Was that a saliva reference?
Don't worry about it. He's been down in the dumps? Why has he been down in the dumps?
Oh, God. Let's talk about it. Demi Moore? Is he still dating? Is he still married to her?
I think they got divorced a while ago.
I don't really care. People Magazine. I gotta say that once. 2.5 Men. Fuck that. You know, like, Punk'd? It's done. We get it. It's funny. No
so
one likes it
for that.
So you
think he's gonna make a comeback?
I'm saying I have no fucking clue what's gonna happen in the future, but I'm just gonna call it. It's like, I'm putting my money on the worst horse, you know? And just see what happens.
Okay, number three.
Number three. This is all me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go after you.
I think we're gonna find some. I feel like we're at the right point in our technology that we're probably gonna start finding some, like, that stuff that people have been talking about since we've been exploring space. Like, we're gonna start finding, like, maybe, like, life forms or, like, potential habitats or just, like, I think we're gonna start getting more into, like, the other worlds in space. I think we're going to start learning a lot more because the technology is getting there to where we're starting to, like, learn more.
Yeah.
And I think the potential is there. I mean, pretty much infinite possibility in space. I think we're going to start finding some stuff.
Totally.
I think the next year, it's plausible, I think, in the next year that we might find some, like, real stuff in space.
Sweet. Number two.
Number two. Wait. Anderson Cooper's sex video. It's in the making, you know?
You think that's the number two?
Everyone's calling
okay,
for
hetero
it.
Hetero or homo?
Oof.
Or both?
I'll say either. I'll say maybe a bisexual encounter.
Okay, you're just
going
to say the sex video is leaking.
Just a sex video of Anderson.
Do you think
Cooper.
It's leaked or do you think it's like produced?
Leaked, probably. It's leaked. Okay, he's pretty
right.
big.
Number one.
Number one, Obama's going to do something.
Obama's doing something.
Something.
Who knows?
People are going to freak out.
Yeah.
Probably,
totally.
Like,
totally.
There's probably gonna be a war or something. I don't know.
With us?
I don't know.
A new war?
I would like to reiterate that
hope?
I don't watch any news channel.
Me neither.
Though you are pretty up on the popular news, right?
I'm up on the People News.
People Magazine news. So do you have a top four?
I have a top four.
I still don't understand the premise, and I've already given you my top four.
The premise is we're just predicting
the future.
Yes, exactly. We're making predictions.
There's just
wild predictions.
And what happens if we're right?
Some crazy shit's gonna happen. Okay.
Nothing's gonna happen. We're just be like, oh, I guess I was
top
right.
Four. Number four for me. I believe that a politician is gonna be
do something bad.
Is gonna come out as openly gay.
Hasn't that already happened?
Has that happened?
Yeah, wasn't there like Milk? There's a movie about that guy that was...
Wait, that happened? Cool, that happened in like...
There's gay politicians, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised by that. Where?
What?
Not in the South, huh?
Oh, I just think there just is.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's one of my predictions out the window. That already happened.
All right,
that's cool.
Number three. We're already done with that one.
Okay. Number three.
You haven't heard of any?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
There's absolutely like...
Well, that's good to
senators,
hear.
Senators and governor, whatever.
I didn't think we were that progressive yet.
We are.
Okay.
We're there.
Number three. I am going to meet a girl... In
Period.
Real life. I'm gonna meet a girl. That's it. It's more of a resolution than a prediction.
Setting the bar pretty low on that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet one girl.
So both of those things have already happened. Continue.
Cool.
Three and four out the window.
Number two.
Wait, was there more to that? Was there more to that? Meeting the girl?
Meet a girl on Tinder.
Oh, well, you've done that. You said just not. Oh, in real life.
Yeah, 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 in real life.
So are you just gonna like have
IRL.
To just be like,
not
oh, really?
World of Warcraft. Number
two.
Number two. I believe this is the year. The immortal, immaculate, amazing Keith Richards leaves us. I think this is finally the year. I'm predicting it. That's the big celebrity death this year is Keith Richards. I think I just don't see him making it. I saw a photo of him recently, And it is just mind-blowing that this man is still alive.
But I think at that same, in the same vein, like, it's always that grandma that, like, smoked a pack a day for, like, 80 years that lives forever, you know? So it's almost like the fact that he has lived this long.
But I think this is his year. Is the year that
you called his doctors. They seemed pretty glum about the whole thing.
I don't want to see him go. I love the guy. I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan. Have always been. Okay. It's my number one favorite band. Beast of Burden is my favorite song of all time.
Is it now?
Yes. Yeah. I read his autobiography a couple years ago.
He wrote a book?
He wrote an autobiography. It is by far one of the best reads in my entire life. Everyone should go out and read it. It's like 900 pages, and it is like enthralling. Like, this dude has lived what is like the greatest modern life any one of us could have ever dreamed for, and it'll never happen again just because of the way that it won't. Like, because rock stars are just completely different now. Like, he was just the perfect storm in the perfect time and place.
Keith Richards, the perfect storm.
Okay.
And one.
Number one. Avengers Age of Ultron.
It's going to blow our minds.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Okay. That's my prediction.
Maybe Johnny Depp will be in it.
I don't think he's going to be in it at all.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be okay.
They don't have enough money at this point.
No, they spent it all on the Hulk.
They spent it all on Mark Ruffalo.
Ugh. No, like, not Mark Ruffalo. He doesn't get paid anything.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, Mark, you just want to show up? Yeah. You need it, probably.
Yeah, he does.
I'd like to reiterate that even though in episode 2 you said Mark Ruffalo wasn't that good looking, I would like to say he's pretty good looking.
See?
Maybe not Anderson Cooper. Maybe Mark Ruffalo.
Did I say he wasn't good looking, or did I say
you said he wasn't, like, good looking enough to be president?
No, I don't think it's that I said that he wasn't good looking enough to be president. I think I said that he wasn't a good enough leader to be president.
Oh, you said he wasn't, like, confident enough in his role.
He just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
You know?
He doesn't get your goat.
He doesn't flip my buzz switch.
Yeah, he doesn't lick your thumb switch. He doesn't
flip my espresso shot.
He doesn't
have them coffees.
He doesn't flop your couch potato. Yeah. So you want to go to one of my ideas?
Sure.
Tattoos. What do you think about tattoos?
What do I think about tattoos? I think they're becoming overplayed.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I think too many people are getting tattoos. I think they're not as cool. They used to be cool because, like, only like 10% of people had tattoos.
Okay.
But now I think that number has risen so much that I think that it's almost less cool. And also because there are just so many shitty tattoos out there. It is just mind-blowing how many people just get dumb tattoos when they're 18 and then are just stuck with this awful tattoo. It's like,
yeah. Do you think most people regret tattoos that they get?
I think most people do regret to have
I don't think I've asked enough people.
I think
to
most
really
people
know.
Who have at least 10 tattoos regret some of them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then it's weird because if you don't get enough tattoos, it's just weird. You know what I mean? Like, if you only have, like, one tattoo, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, you really need either, like, 12. You either need, like, a sleeve or you need, like, none. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think I disagree. I think I'm okay. I'm pretty okay with people having just, like, one or two tattoos.
I guess you really got to do them right.
Okay.
And I guess it's my
experience
that...
Two really good tattoos.
Yeah. And it's just my experience that people just do them wrong. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I rarely do I see tattoos.
But have you experienced tattoos that are like, you're like, oh yeah, okay.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I see friends with tattoos that I like, or people that with tattoos that I think is like cool and aesthetically pleasing. But I think that so many people just get either just like poorly designed tattoos, poorly executed tattoos, only don't have enough money to get the full tattoo, so they just get half a tattoo that they wear for like 8 years before they can like really fill it in, you know.
It's
like
a metaphor.
That's dumb. Like, I think it doesn't make you like edgy, you know what I mean? If I see a person with tattoos, I'm not like, oh man, that guy's so cool and edgy, like you've got
is that what they're aiming for though?
I think so. I think a lot of people are totally aiming for that. They would like you to believe that they're aiming for like, this tattoo has a ton of meaning, you know what I mean? Like, these
words. And
then
some people
mean
hate when people think
so
that
much.
The tattoos
it's
have
like,
meanings.
Because it's just aesthetic. If you make something that looks cool and has, like, a lot of aesthetic, that's what you should really be going for, because that's what a tattoo is. Like, don't be like, I read this every day, and like it changes my life. Like, just think about that thing every day. Like, you don't, like, if you need to get a tattoo to remind you to, like, you know, six of one, half a dozen the other, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Like, if you need to get that tattoo in your body to remember that, like, you can find another person to be with, well, then you're just dumb. Like, you could just think that. Like, you could just mentally put that idea in your mind every day. You know what I mean?
Only snowboarding on your...
Yeah, if you have only snowboarding tattooed across your dick, like, it's not, me? Like... It's,
just the logistics. The logistics of that alone would be difficult.
Yeah.
Really
small letters.
I think I'm pretty neutral on tattoos. Like, I enjoy tattoos. I don't think I've seen enough tattoos where I'm just like, bleh. Like, I've seen bad tattoos, mostly on the internet. But, like, yeah. I feel like all my friends that have gotten tattoos, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I guess I feel pretty neutral about it. I try not to get caught up in the, like, try to, like, look cool and stuff. I'm just like, oh, you like
tattoos. Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily get caught up on it, but I think that that's kind
of
what
it's a lame component of it.
Sure, certainly. That's a component of it that some people use that makes tattoos lame.
Yeah.
Not that everyone's doing that, just that some people are doing that. Yeah. And you can tell that they can't pull it off. And then you're stuck with those tattoos, and you were lame. You thought you'd be cool if you got these tattoos, and now you're just more lame.
You were lame, you are lame, and you will forever be lame until you get surgery.
Lame.
But I think that's any style choice. It's hard to say, like, you know, who's trying too hard.
Certainly,
you know?
That's a good point. You it's know what hard I mean? To say. Yeah, that's at that point, I'm, like, criticizing someone's aesthetic.
Yeah, and but, again, beautiful people, right?
Yeah, but if you're beautiful and you got tattoos, it's just like, oh.
One of the...
No, like, I see beautiful girls all the time who have just dumb tattoos, and I'm like, you would be like a gorgeous earth angel that I would like
angel.
Just kneel earth bow angel. To at every moment of the day if you
maybe didn't they
have,
didn't want you to bow, so they decided to get the tattoo.
They want, yeah, maybe not.
I'd be okay with that,
but then they just like ruined it with like this like terrible starfish that's like a Staryu Pokemon looking kind of fucker. It's like,
I'm okay with that.
Shooting shit, Staryu would be actually kind of cool.
Yeah,
but like just like some terrible words that like just don't really mean anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then people ask them all the time. Like,
yeah. I feel like
and then they just have to like explain it all the time. Like, oh, what does that mean? And then they have to like pretend that like, and you can tell when someone's like explained a tattoo too much because they're just like
they start to give just answers.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They're just like at this point they're like, okay, oh, what does it mean? It's like a Greek god, and like this one time I was like just thought it would, I don't know, it's like whatever. Yeah. You know, like it's
people sarcastically it
they realize
explain
at, like after the 500th time of like explaining it, they realize that like there's actually no meaning in it. They just explained all the meaning away from it, and it's just useless unless it looks cool.
It's hard to predict how if something's gonna like
that's a very difficult decision.
And that's with a lot of things, I guess. Like, it's hard to predict which movies will like really truly like test time and which
we
tattoos.
Always go back to movies.
Movie time.
We're movie fans, you know?
We are, that's true.
It's hard to predict what'll last, you know. That's anything. And I think that's part of the reason I have trouble saying what are the top four moments of 2015, because I don't know what's gonna stick around and what's gonna be important to us.
Yeah. Well, that's
on
the
top
idea.
Of the fact that just anything can happen at any given moment anywhere in the world.
That's the point, dude.
I know. You're just trying to be off the cuff, just flying. Did we do all your ideas?
Gosh, I have another one. I have two more. I'm gonna skip number three. I think it's pretty bad.
Well, go for it. Do what you want.
Go right to number four, which is a podcast all about cardboard cologne.
Cardboard cologne. Cardboard cologne, love. Cardboard cologne, boxes. Cardboard cologne, it's already in your attic.
What?
Cardboard cologne.
Cardboard cologne?
Cardboard. I said
cardboard.
Cardboard.
Cardboard cologne. What is that?
It's just like a cologne that smells just like cardboard.
That's a thing.
No, I'm inventing
you
it
want
right
to
now.
Make a cardboard
yeah.
cologne.
Yeah.
You think cardboard smells good, or you just think it's interesting?
I think
is it like Cillian Murphy, where it's just like it's just weird enough to like kind of catch your
yeah,
attention?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Cardboard
enough to
cologne,
get me moving.
The Cillian Murphy of smells.
Maybe he would be our spokesperson.
I think he'd be down. No, he wouldn't. He would hate.
Have you
that.
Seen it like a perfume or cologne ad recently?
Not really. No.
They are so absurd.
They
like,
have to be.
All
commercials have to be absurd.
And ridiculous, and like it's so ridiculous.
Again,
but I
again,
guess I
you
just...
sound like you're 80. I mean, I like it again, but it's just hilarious that all your opinions sound like they're my grandpa, but just less conservative.
just less conservative
more
and more
liberal.
Into porn.
You respect people a lot more, though. No, my grandpa respects people.
I'm sure he does.
He's a fine, hardworking
Americano.
He's just coffee and water.
Yeah, that's all he is.
Just coffee.
That's a
actually
nice,
my
simple man.
My seventh idea, which we will
We should probably get there, because cardboard cologne really wasn't an idea as much as, like, I just smelled this cardboard box that's right next to me, and I enjoyed it, and I was like, I wonder if that was in a bottle that I could spray.
We are currently in a stack of cardboard boxes.
We are literally just consumed by cardboard boxes.
My seventh idea is...
And I wish Jill was here to search through them, but she's not.
We need a beautiful lady just laying across cardboard boxes to keep us...
Yeah.
Entertainment. Lively. Live.
Excited.
Fun.
Office girl.
Let's have fun. My seventh idea is I want to make a Western right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I know, and
did
I think...
you know that Westerns are, like, one of my favorite genres?
I didn't.
Yeah, I absolutely love Westerns.
I think we should try to figure out how to put... This sounds like an improv show, I'm sorry. I think we should try to figure out how we could put cardboard cologne into this Western.
Into our Western?
Yeah. All right, so I guess we're doing this. You want to just start a Western? Just see what happens? Right now?
Wait.
Not think about it? Just do it?
I thought we were going to, like, think about doing it.
No, we never think about anything we do.
I rarely think about most of the things I do.
I know. So why fight it? All right, so welcome to the Western featuring Chad and Wyatt, narrators.
Damn, I was going
to
be Billy Jones Thomas.
Okay, Billy Jones Thomas.
Billy Jones Thomas here.
Well, yeah, Billy Jones Thomas, and my name is Chadwick, and we're going to tell you a Western story. We now
sure
bring
are.
You to the setting, Billy Jones.
No, I'm just the narrator. My name's Billy
okay.
Joe Thomas.
Should I set up...
Am I Joan or Jones?
I don't care.
Billy JT, that's what I want to be.
Okay, how about this? Do you want to tell the story, or do you want to be the people in the story, or both?
I want to do both.
You want to do both? Okay.
I want to do both.
Just, okay, well then just start. Go for it.
Should I stop doing this crazy voice?
Do whatever voice you want.
Billy JT here, talking to you. I actually, recently, I used to have this podcast that I subscribed. This is not Billy, Billy JT left. That I used to subscribe to that was like old Western radio programs.
Uh-huh.
And like there's...
Actual ones?
Yeah, like actual real old Western radio programs that were really cool. Thankfully, I didn't listen to enough of them to really recreate what's going to happen, but...
okay, so we're really flying off
the cuff. We are.
We open on a sunset. A man going into a neighborhood on a horse. Please no sound effects on the table. He stops at the local saloon looking for work. He walks inside with a little bit of swagger.
Where's the whorehouse around here?
Our programming has been canceled due to lack of entertainment value. We'll see you next time. What did you say?
I said, where's the whorehouse around
where's
here?
The whorehouse? All right, no, we're uncanceling. We're uncanceling. Well, hello. Is your name Billy? What's the name of this person?
This the name of this guy?
Wait, we'll figure it out. Well, howdy there, stranger. What's your name? I'm the local whore. My name's Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
From the wrestler?
I'm from Hawaii.
And how the fuck did you get Hawaii?
I would prefer if you did not curse inside my whorehouse / saloon.
I will curse my ass off in your fucking whorehouse.
Well, you can find your way out of this place
you
then.
Can, oh, girl.
Why am I turning into...
Girl.
I say, you better get out
of
my
are you
whorehouse.
A man? Why do you sound like a man, Marissa?
I do voices very well. Just because I'm a whore doesn't mean I'm not also a voice actor.
You a voice actor?
Have you heard of voice actors? I mostly work in puppets.
Do you do Foley work as well?
I work in puppet shows.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I got a puppet show for you.
If you're talking about your pants, you might as well turn around.
Give me some whiskey and your finest broad.
Oh, well, it's funny you ask about the whiskey, sir. We've been looking for somebody to help us with our whiskey problem. You see, old Black Eyed Johnson came in just yesterday and stole all of our whiskey barrels.
Is
him
Black
and
Eyed
his...
Johnson one of them Negroes?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or was it just a white man with a black eye?
Let's keep a base level of respect inside of this Western. Not call people Negroes. Let's replace it with...
I'm a stranger that's hard off the trail.
Alright. Yeah, you're tired. It's hard not
I'll
to be...
I'll
say
it's Negro
to,
if
it's,
I want.
It's hard not to be racist when you're a little tired, am I right?
I'm real tired. I'm wanting whiskey
Wait,
and a bra.
I don't think I caught your name, sir.
It's, Tilly JT Thomas. It's JTT. Tilly JTT.
You are the worst talker I have ever heard in these parts, and I have been a whore / bartender for at least 30 years in this town. This small town of Sunset, California. Where the whiskey doesn't flow unless you go save it from Black Eye, who is a white man.
White man, black eye.
I was saying his band of miscreants, they ride on wolves. I swear they're wolves. They come in at night, and they steal the whiskey barrels.
They've been stealing them?
I'm gonna have to whore twice as hard this month just because he stole all the whiskey.
Well, at least my dick's not gonna get soft.
Jesus. every time you speak, I question whether we should continue with this idea.
We should have stopped a long time ago.
You're really bad at improv.
I wasn't ready, dude. You really sprung that on me. I
feel like I really wanted,
can I,
like,
please just be Thomas McThomas?
You want to go back to the paperclip idea?
No, not really.
Okay.
I wasn't ready for
that.
Can
we just wrap up the story real quick?
The
rest of that story? Can we just wrap it up real quick so you don't have to talk anymore?
Dude, I feel like I could do a better job.
How? How would you do better? Not talk? Because so far, everything you said has been awful. Since episode one, no. Just, like, do you know how to tell a story or allow things to continue? Take a goddamn improv class. Move to New Orleans or something. Alright, so Marissa Tomei, he pays, she offers his dick, and she's like, no, I'm a whore, but I still have respect, but yeah. I'll pay you money to go save it, and he's like, fine, I'll go save it. He goes out into the desert, he does some peyote, you know, he has a good time, he meets a kindly stranger, a Native American man named Rick Ross, who is the great-great-great-uncle of Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, how about that?
Who is an African-American, as we are called.
Yes.
And they become unlikely partners, Rick Ross shakes him in his sleep, and says, they're coming, start running. In that exact way, they're coming, start running.
Until he JT Thomas runs?
He stops and says, no, we gotta be in this together. I know we only known each other for that one night while we tripped balls.
On peyote.
But we're closer than any person I've ever met in my entire life. I don't know my dad. And he's like, we don't have time to talk about your dad. And so the band of coyotes with Black Eye Johnson, the white man, they come up on their coyotes, which it turns out are actually just coyote, like coyote skins on top of horses that they used to scare people. Wow. So that was just, they were just creating fiction by doing that. That was the misunderstanding that Marissa Tomei had.
I don't see how this is any better than what we were doing.
I'm just wrapping up the story because we're not
you're going for a while at this point.
I'm almost done.
Okay.
I already have the main conflict is happening right now.
What's the conflict?
They kill your friend that you just made.
They're about to kill the Indian?
He sacrificed his life to save you so that you could get back at Black Eye and save Marissa Tomei. Y'all fall in love when she finds out.
Can you not be Marissa Tomei? Can you be Black-Eyed Johnson?
Oh, you want me to be Black-Eyed Johnson? All right, and you'll be, what is it, Billy JT, whatever the
Tilly
fuck?
Tilly JT Thomas.
Tilly, why do you make these names so difficult?
I like Tilly JT.
Just like
Thomas.
Fred. Fred is a fine name.
I think Tilly all right, JT Thomas. All right,
let's
Thomas
do let's
the
do the
name.
Final showdown between. Let's just say that before your Native
American... You just killed Rick Ross.
Rick Ross killed all the miscreants except for Black Eye Johnson.
Yeah.
Black Eye Johnson.
He's Black Guy Johnson.
Black Eye. He's distantly related to the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
His great-great-grandniece is Fergie.
A lot of entertainment.
People Magazine. Johnny Depp plays the Native American, by the way. That was a reference to multiple Johnny Depp movies. We'll talk about that later.
The Lone Ranger was one of them.
That was one of them, yeah.
What was the other one?
He was, Dead Man. He was like a Western guy.
Right.
I told you
Public
to watch
Enemies.
We'll talk about that when we get to Johnny Depp. Let's do the showdown. Alright. Okay. I thought I told you, Billy. I don't know who you are.
Tilly, my name is Tilly JT Thomas.
Well, you could be Tilly my ass for all I care.
I'll till your face right off if you ever touch my boy Rick Ross again.
I did touch him, and I killed him, and I liked it.
That man was special. Thank God he's got another seed left behind.
What?
He's got a son.
Oh, did you say seed?
Seed. He's got seed.
You're gonna need to speak up, boy. I'm trying to be menacing.
He tilled some seed right into his wife. And he's got another son coming.
You've got some pretty fucking skewed views on women, Billy Jilly Baked TJ.
What are you talking about? My name is Tilly.
Tilly PJ.
And I have nothing but the utmost respect for redheads, blondes, and...
Well, it sure doesn't sound like it, Tilly JT. Well, I think you're gonna have the utmost respect for women when you're 6 feet.
I treat a broad better than I treat a calf.
Why would you interrupt me mid-sentence when I'm trying to?
I'm just trying to defend myself.
I'm trying to create tension, and you're just talking and talking.
Okay, go.
I was gonna say you're gonna have the most respect for women when you're 6 feet underground, Tilly.
How so?
Because we're about to draw on each other. And he could have sworn that all the coyotes howled at that very moment.
Who lived in that situation?
And the next morning, walking in, bloodied, a dark figure comes into the bar/whorehouse.
Oh,
God, it's Tilly TJ PJ PJ Johnson.
It's Tilly JT Thomas. I told you, it's easy. I know. You will forever remember Tilly JT Thomas and his great, great niece, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And his great, great, great grandniece, TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx?
Yeah.
From the store?
Yeah. No?
JTT is where I was going the whole time.
TJ Ribs. Damn it.
So who lived, though? I guess I lived.
Tilly
I showed
did.
Up.
Yeah, Tilly and Marissa Tomei lived.
Yeah. I think that was a good start.
Yeah.
We got going once I knew what you were going to... Once you weren't a woman. Because it threw me off, okay?
And I was
you
a woman?
Like a man when you were Marissa Tomei.
I was too busy creating the entire story by myself without your help to focus on having a female voice. I don't need your fucking skewed views on what a woman's voice needs to be, all right?
Skewed views on women.
I played the Native American. I played the bad guy. I played Marissa Tomei. I created the story.
Rick Roche at all. You didn't play Rick Roche.
I did. I said, they're coming. Start running.
You did. I mean, that was kind of racist.
Why?
Because he didn't sound Indian at all.
He doesn't need to.
He's an Indian. He's an American Indian.
He's a Native American.
Yeah, but he's in America, says JT.
You were doing Thomas. Nothing for the story, man.
I got better at the end.
You just asked for a whiskey and a whore. That's all you did in that entire
That's
story.
That's all I know how to do.
And you made some shooting sounds when I insinuated that there was shooting going on.
That was perfect.
We'll try again later. We'll try to see if you can make a story. You got any more ideas, Wyatt? Because that's done. We're done with the Western, episode one. Thank you for listening to Westerns. Oh, cardboard cologne! Why, Tilly, you smell like cardboard. I would love to bottle that and make it. I'm done.
You want some cardboard cologne? It's the finest cardboard in the West.
When was cardboard invented?
Today.
He invented cardboard.
I just invented it.
That was actually, Black Eye Johnson was just, he was the first person to, he stole the idea from cardboard from Ronald P.
McDonald,
cardboard.
Ronald P.
McDonald.
McDonald cardboard.
Little known fact, Black Eye Johnson was actually, was gonna create McDonald's, but then it turned out.
He died. Yeah, Tilly J.T. Thomas killed him.
And that's, we're talking about timelines now. We're talking about how future works.
Isn't Tilly J.T. Thomas the best name ever?
No, I had really a lot of trouble remembering it.
It's pretty easy. Say it right now.
Tilly T.J.?
You obviously messed that up on purpose. You're a very smart person, Chad.
Tilly P.J.?
Tilly J.T. Thomas.
J.T. Thomas.
Say it all together.
Tilly J.T. Thomas.
It's perfect.
Okay. Maybe we should establish character names before we start the story.
Maybe.
I thought the coyote thing was pretty cool, though. The coyote heads and the horses.
I thought it was nice as well. Yeah, it was a nice touch. It was a nice touch.
Classic Western, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think that they could still make a good Western and not be just, like, erotic at this point?
Erotic?
Ironic. Ironic.
Sorry, my bad.
Going back to porn.
Have you seen 310 to Yuma? Well, I guess that's a remake.
Yeah, maybe that's good, though.
Oh, that was really good.
I thought Once Upon a Time in the West was good.
You saw Once Upon a Time in the West?
Yeah.
That one's really good. That's one of my favorite ones. That's the one with Henry Fonda where he plays the harmonica. Once Upon a Time in the West is a really good...
I don't think I've seen that, actually.
It's an older Western. It's okay. Got Henry Fonda.
That's what I'm saying. Can they, like... There's so many great Westerns that have been made and stuff, and, like, that was a whole thing. And it's like an era in most people's mind. Like, do you think they can still make a Western? I guess somebody could, yeah.
I mean, I'd say that the biggest thing that stands out in my mind right now is... Django Unchained,
which is
sort of a Western, yeah. Certainly, and it has a lot of Western themes in it, and it's a really good film.
But I think
I don't think it's done ironically.
I don't know. I think it was a little bit like capturing an era, and he was like, I wouldn't call that ironic, but I would call it like a
sentimental on some level,
a less mean sounding version of quirky.
I don't think it was quirky at all.
I don't know. I think that's one of Quentin Tarantino's things is that he's like does pretty like quirky movies. You know, not quirky like ooh like. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry,
like,
when you say
like,
quirky, I literally... But when I hear the word quirky, I think Wes Anderson.
Okay.
And I do
well,
not
like
think
his
that,
movies, too.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think that Quentin Tarantino is quirky like Wes Anderson.
Really? I would put them in the quirky category.
I think they're...
What really do you think? Cool. What adjective would you use for Quentin Tarantino, then? Just like... I guess he's just like a true like art house dude.
Yeah, I feel like he's unique is what I would say.
Unique. I think quirky and unique are pretty similar.
I guess so. To me, I don't know. Maybe I'm just have my own personal definition of
quirky.
Well,
there's a lot... I guess
I'm
it's more the
to.
Like a connotation of the word quirky.
Yeah.
And the denotation, which is the
actual.
True definition.
Nice.
Kind of
nice.
Like porn. Has its own definition. I don't know why I said that. So, ideas. We talked about porn. We talked about social media. We talked about tattoos. We made a Western. We talked about snowboarding. I feel like I should just... all these are just words. I just say a word at you and ask you what you think about it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
One of them is outside.
Outside.
I don't think we need to talk about what outside is like.
No.
I was just going to ask you if you like going outside. Do you? Yeah. Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I've been outside. I'm pretty lukewarm about it.
Yeah.
Facial hair.
Facial hair was the name that she gave to the face that I never shaved. The hair is a graveyard of shame. Never go away, facial hair. You only get one chance to stay. My love grows slow, like the last mustache was okay.
Any opinions on facial hair? I feel like that might be too similar to tattoos.
You want to do a whole podcast about facial hair?
Just like, what do you think facial hair is a thing? What are we doing? What's happening?
I don't know.
We have facial hair. We both have kind of beard mustache combos.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of doing something here.
Yeah.
I do like how, like, this has become in vogue to where you don't have to actually
being
shave.
Being clean shaven isn't, like, as big as a thing
it's
anymore.
Not. Yeah. And it sucks to put a straight razor to your face.
It does.
It's, like, so
even
awful.
Electric razors,
like,
which are easy as pie.
Yeah. Well, I use a beard trimmer, personally. It doesn't actually get to your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got a little guard that prevents your face from ever being touched.
I don't understand when people are... I don't want to... Well, I'll touch your face right now. I never understand when people are, like, afraid of, like, electric razors. They're so ridiculously safe.
Like, oh, I'm not afraid of them. I just don't like the way it irritates my skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, regular razors irritate skin,
totally.
Too.
They both do. But what I'm saying is a beard trimmer does not.
Okay.
So
what is a beard trimmer? What are you talking about?
Just trimmers that you would use on your hair, but just,
okay.
A smaller version of
oh,
that.
Oh, like scissors.
No, not scissors. It's got a guard, and you can adjust it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
and
I use. That's
yeah,
what I
you
use.
Just use it on your beard. Sorry. Yeah. When you say electric razor, I think of, the three things with, the circles.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too. There's different...
Those suck. Those are just,
I don't know.
Awful.
I think they're
feel weird.
They're pretty chill for being cliche-shaven. It's a lot chiller than, at least for me, than using, actual razors.
Yeah.
So, facial hair. And then my last idea of seven is dancing.
Move your body all around, all around, all around. Take it to the ground, take it to the ground, to the ground. Dancing, 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 dancing,
ground dancing, 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 dancing. Let's talk about dancing. What are your Jesus Christ? What are your views on dancing?
I think it's a fucking puritanical fucking sin. That's
okay.
What I think.
Footloose.
God, fucking Footloose. I like my dancing one way, and that's a dirty.
Havana Nights.
So, what do you, do you like to dance?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
It's just one of those things that's, so interesting because there's
so many
facets.
What kind of dancing do you like to do?
I don't know.
Dancing that,
when I dance?
Yeah.
I just like moving my body in interesting ways, you know? I just like...
Yeah?
I don't know how to explain it, but I just like, it's like a weird mixture of I guess what you would call not booty dancing, but I'm almost break dancing, but not I don't spin or anything. I don't have that kind of
It's real chill break dancing.
Yeah, just
break dancing on
break dancing standing
a couple
up.
Xanax.
I guess I don't know, but it's weird. I feel again, this comes back to the whole social interaction and stuff like that. I just feel so weird dancing with people sometimes. That I'm just it just feels easier to just dance by myself sometimes if I really want
to
dance, you know? And then there's the whole thing of does anybody truly want
to
dance?
Robin song, Dancing by Yourself?
I kind of do
that. That's
song.
A pretty good song. It is a good song.
I almost dance by myself just because, that little, natural high that I get from dancing sometimes I can get and just, not have to worry about the whole, should I dance, near these people? Is it, disrespectful to dance next to people sometimes, especially, depending on how well you know them, you know?
Yeah.
That whole thing. It's just, again, it's so much gets caught up in it. I feel like Wyatt quitting Facebook when I say this, but, you being Wyatt, that, a lot of times
my name is Tilly JT Thomas.
All right, and my name's Marissa Tomei / Rick Roche / Black Eye Johnson and his gang of miscreants. But I feel like I just kind of dance by myself because I'm just this just sounds like a whole thing. What is your view?
Dance with people? What do you mean? If you're at somewhere and other people are dancing,
yeah.
And you're dancing as well, you're not really dancing by yourself.
Okay.
You're dancing with those people.
But it's pretty obvious if you're dancing by yourself in a group of people or if you're dancing with somebody, you know.
Is it? I mean, I guess. If you're grinding
looking
all up
at,
on
yeah,
a girl, you know what I mean?
Not necessarily that, but close to that. What I'm saying is, people dance with each other and then people kind of dance
but
on
I think
own.
If you're still dancing, but you're with some people who are dancing, even if they have, a specific partner, I think y'all are all dancing together.
How you circled a group of people on your sheet.
It's a one giant organism of dance. You know what I mean?
But I specifically tend to not,
join that organism.
Interact with someone's body at all. I don't touch anyone.
I see.
So which is a level.
Yeah, totally it is. And you gotta have the right person to touch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jelly bean. No, I mean, I like dancing totally. I mean, right. I went to a wedding recently and, like, danced my little white ass off and had so much fun. It was
Why's
really
it gotta
fun.
Be white?
Because my ass is very white.
Okay.
Viewers? Viewers. You don't
We've got the machine working again.
It's
We're gonna combine Johnny Depp's face and Wyatt's white ass. And they're gonna look pretty similar.
Yeah, you probably won't be able to tell the difference. What if my face looked exactly like Johnny Depp's?
I'd be into that. I'd be like, exactly hey, like he's actually got a point.
No, like, what if my ass was Johnny Depp's face?
Like, the Johnny Depp's face? Like, no, Johnny Depp is your ass?
Yes. What if my ass was Johnny Depp?
I think that would be the biggest moment of 2015.
That would easily be the biggest moment of 2015.
At least top four.
It's like, my ass would be worth way more money than me.
To about $20 million, $29 million.
Yeah. My ass would have its own island.
Johnny Depp has an island?
Yeah, people might.
We should save this for the Johnny Depp episode that's coming up.
Yeah.
I think we should just go ahead and say next episode, let's just do a Johnny Depp episode.
Guys, next. We're going to go in depth pretty hard.
We're going to truly go in depth.
We're going to go... Whoa, you're not supposed to say in depth.
I said depth.
You said
in depth.
Little liar.
We're going to go in depth.
Yeah, I think our next episode is going to be... I feel like we've reached the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Seems as though we have.
Let's do it.
Thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed everything thoroughly.
I'm sure you have.
I'm sure you have.
Especially this racist, sexist piece of shit.
We're going to cut out everything about J.T. Tilly Thomas, which I just said wrong for the first
exactly.
time.
Exactly! It's such a hard name to say.
Tilly J.T. Thomas.
Let's wrap this up. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank y'all.
We'll see you next time. Hullabaloo!
In depth.
What is this called?